You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to take your phone calls this hour. Still some open lines. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Try to go out to some new callers I don't recognize today, so if you've never called in before, now it's time to do it. 1-877-789-2539. Before we go out to calls, we're in this short top-of-the-hour segment. I want to go to this video, clip number four. Now, people are saying this is the product called Appeal, A-P-E-E-L. This is basically a plastic film over food that is like we're wrapping it in an invisible shrink wrap. And it's supposed to make it last longer. I think there's something more to it than that, though. As I understand it, this Appeal product doesn't have the effect that we're seeing here. And I don't even know what to make of this. But we're seeing more and more videos like this. We showed you one about a week ago. But it's people buying fruit, and the fruit is like rubber. And it's pretty crazy. Let's go now to this video, clip number four.
Are Costco and Whole Foods selling fake fruits? I've been hearing about this, but check out what's happening to these people.
When she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And when it pulls, it's like it's glue.
Like, it's not even breaking, like, at all. Like, it... And I know you guys can't feel the texture, obvi, right? Because it's a video. But, like, it literally feels fake.
Those of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird. Like,
but there's a clanking, and it sounds like something's stuck. So I go in the drain, and there's a blueberry that's not breaking apart. It's not doing anything. It's what's making the noise. And I pick it up, and why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's snack? This came from the carton of blueberries. My husband cut it in half. I really don't know if you can see it that well. Glistening, it's silicone. It's a silicone blueberry. It is a solid rubber blueberry. She is under two. I got this at Whole Foods also. Organic. I was trying to, like, you know, do the right thing.
So the last one, I mean, that one is clearly just a rubber blueberry. So I don't even know how that works. The other ones looked like, I don't know, the fruit was just like been rubberized. Is that the effect Appeal has? I thought the whole point of this product, Appeal, was that it was a coating on the outside. So how does that go through the banana peel into the banana and rubberize the banana? That's freaky. She's like pulling it as hard as she can. The avocado is even weirder. I mean, it does. It looks like fake food. Or it looks like the food that, when you go to a restaurant, they have a sample plate out, but they've covered it in that, you know, food preservation spray. That just makes it like plastic. Does anybody have any answers to this? This is a hoax? I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this. But it is horrifying. But it is absolutely horrifying. Again, I don't even have speculation about what this could be. Are they like infusing the genes of plants with rubber somehow? What could even cause this? I don't get it. This is another thing I'm just sort of baffled at today. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of answers for you today. I just have a lot of questions. How did we get to this point, I guess, is the major one. How did we get to this point on any of these topics? What the hell? We got rubber food and gang rapes and murderers. I just don't even know anymore.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz. We know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support.
The InfoWar. Go to InfoWarStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Products you need to make this your best summer ever. You know, summer, obviously, it's time where people, you want to look good on the beach, you want to feel good, you want to have the energy you need. It is the time to focus on your health, and it's not too late to start. Summer kickoff super sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting things like Body Ease, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X3, Ultra 12 B12 supplement, VasoBeats, Brain Force Ultra, all of these 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So start your summer off right by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com and hope that we can stay on air as we enter into this increasingly unstable and monstrous world. We got to your calls now. We have Cool Kata, Cool something in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling in. You're calling in about the slaughter on the beach in Crimea. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Cool Kita.
Kita.
Cool Kita from Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah. And I'm calling about the sunbather slaughter that happened there. And I don't know if you saw on MTG's account and Kim.com's account. And other accounts on X, they have a Global Hawk drone circling over in the Black Sea. And they're saying that it kind of involves the U.S. then, since it's a U.S. drone. And since the Russians have been actively jamming GPS in the area, Kim.com shows the maps, that they believe that the drone has communications with the missile, which... That drone does do communications with other jets like the F-22 and F-35 acting as a translator. But they really didn't mention that the ATACMS missile, the Army Tactical Missile System, has a INS system, which is an inertial navigation system that uses gyroscopes, altimeters, and magnometers and CPUs to guide the missiles and provide dead reckoning. And it kind of adds to the fact that, like, the beach was targeted. So, I don't know, it is kind of a coincidence that that drone has been off the coast there during the attack, but in the Black Sea, there's been the Global Hawk drone for quite a while, you know. So, I think it's a kind of a important point because it will either directly implicate the U.S. attacking civilians, which it has done before, like in Serbia when they... NATO and America had to admit that it purposely targeted children or in other places. But maybe it was just the Ukrainians using the onboard targeting system to target the beach there.
Well, so according to Scott Ritter in the video that we watched earlier, the beach wasn't necessarily targeted, but, you know, but basically what happened was the... You know, they shot five missiles. Four of them were shot down. One of the ones that was shot down didn't explode in the air. It landed on the beach. So I don't know if the beach was targeted or if that was just consequence of the, you know, defense against the missile, but it's not like that matters, right? It's like somebody, you know, pulls out a gun and starts shooting and somebody else tries to tackle them. And when being tackled, you know, they accidentally shoot a bystander. It's not like, it's like, well, it's the person who was tackling's fault. It's like, no, the person shooting the weapon, it's their fault, no matter where the weapon lands, where the ammunition lands. So I'm not trying to absolve Ukraine. It's like, well, they weren't targeting the beach. No, they launched a missile that killed two children and several other innocent people. So that's obviously bad. And if they hadn't launched the missile, that never would have happened. I don't think they targeted the beach, though. And I thought I retweeted one of Kim.com's things. I don't know if he deleted it or if I just didn't have it. But here's some of the reporting on that. U.S. taxpayer money killed two children on a beach in Crimea today. American ATACMS missiles were used by Ukraine with permission from Joe Biden and with the targeting assistance of U.S. military personnel to murder Russian civilians. Joe Biden is taking humanity to the abyss. And then there's this from DD Geopolitics. The U.S. Air Force RQ-4B Global Hawk, which coordinated strikes on Sevastopol today, is still flying in the vicinity of Crimea. The attack using U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles killed five people, including three children, they say. More provocations from Ukraine. Remember when they released posted stamps about murdering Russian civilians on Crimea Bridge? Well, now this image has been circulating on the internet celebrating the murder of Russian civilians on a beach in Crimea with U.S. ATACMS missiles. And it seems fairly well established that it was the U.S. helping to guide this missile. Again, like we said before, I mean, it's an American missile provided by America, targeted by America, the target chosen by America. The only thing that really happened that had Ukraine involved is, I guess, ostensibly and allegedly, they pressed the button to launch the missile. Kim.com goes on to say, I've never seen more Ukrainian bot activity on X than today. It indicates that the U.S. missile attack against Russian civilians in Crimea is turning into a big PR disaster for Biden and Zelensky. The propagandists are working overtime to blame Russia, just like with Nord Stream. Imagine the outrage if a Russian missile with cluster munitions guided by a Russian satellite would kill Americans on Miami Beach. That's what Biden just did to Russia. Every American must understand that Joe Biden is now gambling with American lives. Russia is a nuclear power. Glenn Greenwald says, people who think them on momentous risks evident from this tweet are worth it, all to keep a futile and pointless war going over who rules a few provinces in eastern Ukraine, have completely lost any sense of rationality or sobriety. Look at the deranged game you're playing. Yeah, deranged is a good way to put it. It's all completely deranged. Thank you very much for the call, Cool Kita. Let's go to Dark Lord Sauron calling us live from Mordor. You're on the air, the Mouth of Sauron.
This is the Dark Lord Sauron, and I'm here to tell you I have found the ring. My ring wraiths, the Jesuit Order, have brought it to the Black Pope.
Oh no. Oh no, it was the Jesuits all along. I should have known. Okay, was that, or it was the Jesuits say they have the ring? Was that your point?
We have the ring. Just give up. Just submit to the Jesuit order.
I don't know if you've been on Twitter recently. I already have. I'm a Jesuit agent, in case you're not aware. I've been instructed by the Jesuits to do something, I think.
Good.
Or wait,
good.
Or no. Maybe I'm just covering up for the Jesuits. I can't remember. I can't remember exactly what me and the Jesuits' deal is, but it definitely exists and is there and is not the paranoid, schizophrenic rambling of weirdos. For sure, definitely not that last thing. Thanks for the call, Dark Lord, whatever that was. Russell in Richmond is called in. Go ahead, Russell, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good.
So I kind of just wanted to maybe get your opinion or viewpoint. As far as everything that's been going on, like from the start of COVID till now, right?
Yep.
It seems like this is just a reset plan. And I'm wondering how many times they've done this. Right? Like, if you look back in history, it just, like his tried and true plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Great Reset, you mean?
And, yeah, definitely. Everybody's kind of forgot about old Charles Schwab and, you know, the Great World Economic Forum and all that stuff. Nobody, you know, Bill Gates is out of it right now. So, I mean, yeah, I just kind of want your opinion on it, man.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say how far back you want to go. I mean, it seems like when you go back in history, you start to see this like continuity of conflict that's like persistent forever. There's like two spirits. I was actually reading a very interesting post that framed it as white versus red, as being symbolic of people who feed on milk versus people who feed on blood. It's pretty gruesome, but also it's like a cycle that happens over and over and over again. There's always like a spirit of, you know, protection and righteousness and holiness. And it's at a constant war with a undercurrent of subversive and hateful and miserable and jealous and greedy and vampiric. And so, I mean, if you want to talk about World War I being a reset, there's certainly that. World War II was sort of a form of reset. The Russian Revolution and the ushering in of communism was a large reset. But you can go, you know, back even farther than that and look at the way that, you know, the Reconquista could be seen as a reset. I mean, there's sort of a constant singular struggle with many different manifestations. I think this is one of the latest, I guess, the COVID-19 Great Reset program. But they always seem to, you know, happen or be ushered in by giant wars, huge conflicts. But I mean, how far do you want to go back here, Russell? Because I really think you can go back to the pre-Christian era and still see the same sort of dichotomy at work. It's like the Mediterranean versus the Nordic, the Romans versus the Germans. There's like these, I don't know how to put it, like emblematic struggles that we're sort of constantly just rehashing over and over. But I don't know. I mean, how far do you want to go back into history, Russell, when you're talking about these resets?
Kind of just to World War I, because I've learned stuff recently that I was not aware of, and I don't think a lot of other people are. Like with World War II, before, oh, sorry.
That's right.
The LGBTQ thing was an issue in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me the idea, well, hey, if you really want to scramble society, let's say men or women, and, right? So that's just like an aim. And then you come over here and you throw the racism thing in there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, interestingly enough, Magnus Hirschfeld was the first transgender doctor in Germany, in the Weimar Republic. He had the first transgender clinic. He also wrote a book that popularized the modern usage of the term racism. So ironically, these two are both came from basically the same person. Magnus Hirschfeld created the transgenderism movement and popularized the term racism. Like, he came up with it. Maybe somebody else came up with it, but he wrote a book called like Racism that, you know, explained to everybody why liking the people that are your ethnicity is evil and bad and has to be rooted out. So interestingly enough, both those things came from the same person. Thank you very much for the call, Russell. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train in Florida. He says, what Paul Harvey would be saying if he were alive. Go ahead, Johnny Freight Train. You're on the air.
Harrison, how's your kids doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Look, if Paul Harvey was alive, every day on his show, he'd be telling people that the creator of the universe put it in very simple terms about monsters and all this stuff that's going on, wars and rumors of wars and people killing people. Time is getting short. And he said that as time gets short, Satan would roam looking to devour as many as he could. And that's what it's all about. It's a spiritual battle between good and evil. So don't marvel, people, about what's happening. It's in black and white, and the Holy Spirit will teach you about it.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I totally agree. I guess, you know, my question is just how do we get through to people who are just normies, who just don't care, aren't paying attention? Like, how do we get them to care? How do we get them to just recognize what's going on and sort of treat it with the seriousness it deserves? You know, it's not that I'm baffled by evil necessarily. I'm more baffled by the uncaringness of normal people, that they see all this stuff going on and just don't care. They literally believe the opposite. Like, they literally think they're being good people by allowing men to beat women in foot races or, you know, swimming races, or literally beat them in the octagon. Like, people think they're being good by allowing this to happen. I don't get how we can be confronted with so much evil, so much deception, so much just blatantly false information, and nobody cares. That's my struggle. That's where I become baffled and disillusioned. I get evil people. I get that dude. I get the evil, creepy, weird dude that just is like reveling in the fact he gets to beat women up. That's not really that confusing to me. He's an evil dude. What I don't get is all the people watching who are going, wow, she's a really good fighter. You know, like, that's what I don't get. Like, how do we get through to the normal people, Johnny?
Well, all I can say is, Harrison, you got to look back in Noah's days. All those people didn't believe, and they mocked, but when the water come, they were surprised. So it's going to be a rude awakening, Harrison, because the Almighty justifiably is fair and just, and he's for freedom and justice, and he will overcome this with goodness and mercy forever and ever.
Amen, Johnny. It's funny you bring up Noah, because I hadn't really thought about how this plays into all of it, but I was talking to a friend over the weekend about the story of Noah, and that after the flood, he's got three sons, right? Japheth and Shem and Ham. And so at one point, Noah, after the flood, they're back on land, but there's a time where they're all hanging out together still. They haven't separated yet, Noah's family. And he gets drunk, and he's like naked. He's sort of found in a humiliating situation. And the first son to come upon him in this state is Ham, and he just starts laughing and like mocking Noah. And then the two other sons come up and sort of chastise Ham. If I'm remembering this correctly, they sort of chastise Ham, and it's like, you know, this is your dad. This is the dude that saw 99% of the humans he grew up with die, and you're laughing at him. And so they, instead of laughing, you know, get a blanket and they like walk backwards to cover him up, so they don't look at him, not to shame him, to cover him up. And that's sort of, you know, it's sort of emblematic. It's sort of an example of who we're dealing with here, is that you see somebody in a state of distress and pain and suffering, and most people will want to comfort and, you know, help that person. But then there's that other aspect of humanity that just, you know, laughs at their own father, who just mocks and laughs and thinks it's funny to see this sort of suffering. So that is sort of the monster mentality I'm talking about. It's the Hamish mentality. Let's go to Michael. Thank you very much for the call, Johnny. Let's go to Michael in Minnesota here. Michigan? Michigan. I'm just realizing.
Michael in Michigan.
Michigan, okay. There's like five states that start with MI. Michigan, thanks for calling, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I mean, I'm so glad you've been filling my ears with great information. I know people call you a black pillar on the Twitter, but I don't tune into you, to hear some BS. I tune into you to hear the real deal news. Anyway, so my point is about the indoctrinated brain. We're talking about how do these people, go along with all this nonsense. They don't care about us, Harrison. Literally, they just lie to our face, and they know we're smart enough to see through it. I don't know if that's because we have Jesus Christ in our heart or what it is, but they lie to us, Harrison Smith, and they don't care.
But again, we're at this situation. I get the liars. I sort of understand the liars. I think it's outrageous how much they lie, and I think it is completely insane when they just tell blatant untruths that are obvious for years and years and years before admitting that they're wrong. But again, it's the people who get lied to. It's the people, like, imagine being a leftist today, Michael. You wake up and you see that Snopes, the vaunted, the celebrated leftist fact checker, has written an article saying, no, Donald Trump never said neo-Nazis are very fine people. Now, they believe this for 7 years. They get, like, flushed. They get angry every time they think about it. They're, like, so mad at this. And then they wake up to find out the whole thing was never true. I mean, what are they thinking? What are they thinking this morning? They're just going, oh, well, Snopes is a Nazi now? Or, yes, he did. I heard it. Like, or are they just like, oh, he never said that, huh? That's interesting. And they just move on. Like, I get the liars. It's the people who let themselves be lied to that confuse me, Michael, that infuriate and outrage me. How do they let themselves be lied to so much? Why don't they care is the question.
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult thing to unpack, but I think it's sort of like a hypnotist show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Where you're just like looking at 33% of the crowd, like, hey, man, put your pants up. Like, what's wrong with you? So I think that's where we're at, Harrison Smith. These people are allowing them to be hypnotized or whatever. And they just don't care about it. So there's 33% of the people who can be hypnotized. They're subject to that.
Right.
There's 33% of the people who can't be hypnotized. Like us, or Alex Jones, or Owen Troyer, all of us good guys. So you're saying, what about the other 33%?
Right.
I don't know, Harrison. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, no, I don't know either. And that's the thing. I don't want to be black-pilled here. And the white pill in this is like, how do you put it? It's almost like the white-pilling part is what makes it black pill. Like, the fact that it's so obvious and so simple and the solutions are so apparent and so easy, like, that's what makes the black pill that much, more bitter, is the idea that it's like we're just being crushed by, like, illegal immigrants, and the solution is just, like, shut the border and deport them. It's so simple. It's so obvious. It's so easy. We can't do it, which makes the fact that we're suffering through it that much more annoying and painful and infuriating and baffling, confusing. All of the solutions are very simple. Oh, a man wants to race against women? Tell him no. Problem solved.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point, for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper, or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands, you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Black pill here, but I was trying to deliver the news, which two contradicting goals here. And it's like, you know, there's no part of our society right now that is not just replete with lies and decisions that are just baffling and bizarre and nonsensical on the face of them, and yet continues. Like this story that we've covered a million times. Luna proposes Anna Paulina Luna proposes DNA testing to stop child trafficking at the southern border. Now, we talked about this earlier, where they used to do DNA testing. They had rapid DNA tests for people on the border, and they found that 30% of the people posing as fake families were determined through DNA testing not to be related. So you have like millions of people coming across, hundreds of thousands of children. When they were DNA testing them, they found that pretty much a third of them were with people claiming to be their parents who weren't their parents. Claiming to be their parents, but weren't their parents. That's a key aspect. We're not saying that the DNA test proved that they weren't related, but they never claimed to be. And it was just like, well, this person was bringing a kid across, you know, it's his friend or whatever. Like, no, they were sitting there telling the authorities, yes, this is my child I'm bringing into the country. And then they would DNA test and figure out, no, it's not some other person's kid. Where that other person is, God only knows. How the person got the kid, we don't know. Where the kid is now, no idea whatsoever. Remember, it was like 2 years ago that they admitted they'd lost track of 85,000 children. The number is likely upwards of 200,000 at this point. So it's just like every aspect of everything. And it's just constant everywhere. That like there is no argument for this. Maybe that's the thing that baffles me the most. Is there is no argument for the leftist side on any of these topics. What is the argument for bringing in a million Muslims to Germany? What is the benefit of that? Like, what is the argument of that? What is the argument against DNA tests at the border that are figuring out that 30% of the children being brought across are being brought over by people other than their parents? They're kidnapping victims for all intents and purposes. You can assume. You can just assume they're kidnapping victims because they're with people that claim to be their parents that aren't. Okay? What is the argument? What is the argument for letting men compete against women? What is the argument here? What is the argument for going to war with Russia? What is the argument for letting Israel go to war with Lebanon? Like, what is the reasoning for any of this? It's all total madness. It's all completely unjustifiable. I don't even get it. Like, what is the argument? Who is the person that's going, oh, these DNA tests that figure out that a third of the children being brought across are kidnap victims? Let's stop doing those tests. What is the argument? Like, I just don't get it. I just don't even get how they're getting away with this. But they are. So, it's just literally everything. they don't even have an argument. There's not even a reason why any of this should be happening. But it just is. Suffering and exploitation? But that's not an argument. That doesn't even make sense. Are they suggesting DNA testing somebody is exploitative? Again, this is the baffling thing. No, it's the opposite of the arguments that they're making. The DNA tests were in place to stop the exploitation of children. So you're undoing the thing that prevents the exploitation, and you're saying that the DNA tests themselves were exploitative. This is what I mean. I mean, it's just, what? What are you talking about? This is nonsense. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, crime, right? Where it's like, well, we're going to defund the police because we don't want... Yeah, ending DNA testing will resort... Oh, ending DNA testing will... Yeah, okay, all right, that makes sense. All right, I read that wrong. That actually does make sense. That ending the DNA test would stop exploitation and suffering. Wait. Whatever. You get what I'm saying. Yes, the DNA test was there to prevent exploitation and suffering. Ending the DNA test would increase the exploitation and suffering. So what's the argument for it? No sense. No sense whatsoever. And crime is the same thing, right? They're just like, we need to We need to stop the victimization. And it's like, by what? Letting criminals out on the street to victimize people? This makes no sense. There's no argument for their side of any of these topics. It doesn't exist. There's no argument for it. So, again, this is just the frustration with all this. Let's just go out to your calls now. Dave in North Carolina has called in about the debate. The debate. They'll be debating on Thursday, apparently, Biden and Trump to take part in first debate. Biden has been preparing for this for a week or something at Camp David. It'll be hosted by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, who, of course, both hate Donald Trump. Dave, what do you think about this?
Well, I'd like to point out the elephant in the room. We have to remember the point of our debates back in the day was for our presidential candidates to come out and promote their policies and let everybody know who they were and you get to meet them. But it just seems like nowadays it's just more of a slander match. Mm. I mean, you know, with the information that we have nowadays, we already know where Trump stands. We already know where Biden stands. So it's almost as if this debate is just a big circus. So a lot of people who are really concerned about, you know, what's CNN going to do to Trump? How is Trump going to handle it? I don't think it really will make much of a difference because we already pretty much know where both these candidates are standing at.
Couldn't it make a difference, though, if you put them up next to each other and Trump is competent and, you know, eloquent, and Joe Biden just is, you know, just collapses in incompetence? I mean, isn't there a value in seeing these two go to head and just judging their temperament and capabilities?
Well, you know, are they going to call that a deep fake as well? Oh, they somehow did, you know, the video on the on the stage. They made it a 2-second clip into a 5-second clip to make it look like Biden didn't know what he was talking about. I don't put anything past CNN because no matter how the debate goes, CNN will be slamming Trump, saying he did so poorly, and their spin engine is going to be going at 1,000 miles an hour, you know, the day after. And all of us, we're going to be like, he did all right against three people, because he really is debating three people.
Yeah, he
so
is.
I don't really think it's.
I mean, I just. I don't know. I think. I think Trump is in a position where a lot of his core base is not happy with some of his recent statements, and is not as fired up as they were, obviously, in like 2016, and are disappointed that Trump doesn't seem to have learned many lessons from his time. You know. And part of this is the fault of the right-wing media when it's like Sean Hannity being like, you're not going to get retribution, are you? And Trump like, no, I'm not. I'll expand on the other side.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. And it's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Alex Jones. That'd be a, just again. There's a couple people I want to put in as press secretary for like a month, 2 weeks to a month. That'd be where Laura Loomer would fit in for that one. Again, Alex Jones for a month just to put these idiots in their place. Because I'll say this, guess what? Over the I'm not saying he's got everything right, and this one will be controversial, and the nonsense the clickbait fake news rags. Raw story and media matters and all these liars, Oh my God, Donald Trump Jr. said this is what we got to do. Click here for nonsense. These guys will do that. But, Alex Jones for a month would put these people in his place because, again, not saying he's got everything right, but man, he's been a lot more right over the last decade or so than anyone in our mainstream media. And I can say that with effect, and I'll get criticized for it, but that's reality. He has been far more right than our mainstream media on the vast majority of things that are out there. So prepare for the clickbait hit pieces. I'll call it here now. They will do that. But look at all the clowns that pushed Russia for years. They're credible journalists, guys. They get Pulitzer Prizes for their reporting on Russia. So they reported on a lie. Turns out none of it was true, but they have a Pulitzer Prize for their reporting on a lie that turns out to be true. They don't remove the Pulitzer Prize. No. They did a great job. No, they didn't. They did the work of the regime, and they knew it. They all knew it, guys, because we all... But that's what we all have to wake up for. Alex Jones's batting average is 10x better than CNN. Not even close. It's not even close. Let's see. Don Jr. Alex Jones 2028. Oh boy. Hey, it would be fun. We have to put together a just one day. Just like a day one team, just just to piss these people off. Just it's funny, like the amount of like earned media. They think it's a hit piece, you know. Oh, Don Jr. jokingly said that Laura Loomer should be press secretary for a couple of weeks. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm actually serious. I'm not saying permanently, right? But like for a week, we got to get the all-star roster. Okay, I want you guys to start participating in this one. Okay,
that was Donald Trump Jr. floating the idea of press secretary Alex Jones. I think it'd be fun. Who's that guy, Anthony something? Scaramucci. Remember Scaramucci was like press secretary for like 38 hours or something? Why not? Why not let Alex Jones stand up at the podium and take questions from the New York Times and just fire back at him? It would be great. It would be very, very funny. Laura Loomer would actually be incredibly good at that. I guess not even a joke. Alex would too, but he wouldn't want to, right? It's just not his style. He actually responded to that on Twitter saying, thank you, but I must decline. Well, let's not jump the gun too quick here, Alex. You know, you can take a month. You can take a month to go over to Washington, D.C. That gross little room with all the creepy little goblins. Into the goblin den. Very funny stuff. Out to your phone calls for this final segment of American Journal. InfoWars. Store.com is how you keep us on the air and in the fight. And what that really represents, that video, it represents, along with, you know, Alex Jones appearing at TPUSA and all these other things, the sea change, the tidal shift that has occurred over the last several decades that Alex Jones has been able to achieve. By being consistent, by being firmly rooted in American principles, by making it very clear that his message is one of, you know, global human freedom, emphasizing that this is a program of acceptance and freedom and liberty for every human being of every race, color, and creed, sticking to the truth and that heartfelt message, it doesn't matter what they throw at you. You win in the end. You win in the end. As that headline said last week, Alex Jones has lost everything and won. Yeah, he's won. He has won. And it's not about loving mainstream. It's not about wanting to get approval from the mainstream. It's about not folding to the mainstream, not complying with the mainstream demands, but instead, like a little tugboat pulling a cruise ship, forcing the mainstream into your world. And that's what Alex Jones has accomplished. That's what we have accomplished. That's what you have accomplished by supporting InfoWars and writing this message on the face of history. Out to your phone calls now. Rodrigo in Houston has called in about the Talmud. Go ahead, Rodrigo. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. My name's Rodrigo. I'm a relatively new listener. I was a Democrat straight out of high school at 18, and I was voting Democrat for Hillary for Biden. But after all these years, I started to wake up. I was godless. I was atheist, and I was lost. I started looking for God in the different holy texts, the Jewish Torah. I started reading the Quran, the Bible, and the only one I found the truth in was in the Bible. And one holy text that I read that caught me off guard was the Talmud. What I researched in the Talmud is that it blasphemes against the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus Christ is the son of a whore. He practiced witchcraft, and he was found guilty of adultery and idolatry. Witchcraft and idolatry, and he is boiling in hell in feces. And I think every American should know about what the Jewish Talmud says about our Lord and Savior, and ask themselves, why is it that Israel is America's greatest ally when they think that our Lord is the enemy? In Revelation 3:9, it says, take note, I will make those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying. Note this. I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. And a while back, there was a Rabbi Shmuley. He said that the Romans killed Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 2:14, For you, brothers, became imitators of God's churches in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, since you have also suffered the same things from people of your own country, just as they did from the Jews. They killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. They displeased God and are hostile to everybody. Mm-hmm. And this proves in John 5:22-23, the Father, in fact, judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all people will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Jesus Christ is the Son of God mentioned in Proverbs 34, but they still rejected Jesus when he came and fulfilled all the prophecies. They rejected him, and they are still rejected by him.
I want to get to one more call because I know Corey in Montana has been holding a while, and I don't want to finish the show out without going to her. But I appreciate your call, Rodrigo. And I mean, there's a lot to talk about there. But I'm glad you've been able to find God and you know make your way out of the Democrat abyss. And we love to see it. Feel free to call in later. But I do want to go to Corey in Montana. Talk about the theory of World War III. Go ahead, Corey. We have about a minute left.
So, good morning, Harrison. I love InfoWars. Just wanted to let you know that. But basically what I'm calling about is it's a kind of a dark conspiracy theory about illegal immigration in World War III. So I realize Ballard and Piven is, you know, part of a plan. But also, what if the people that are in these third world countries that want some semblance of freedom, they're working hard to get here. Forget about the criminals and the military age guys. People that actually want some semblance of freedom are coming here in droves. And they're, you know, they're herding them in like sheep. They get them all into the U.S. and to all these European countries. And then they have World War III. And all these countries get attacked by, say, Russia, China, when we get them involved. Now you're killing off people just like the New World Order wants. Quickly, easily, and you're getting the ones that want to fight for freedom or at least work for it. In the meantime, everybody left in these countries, they're not fighting for freedom in the sense that they're not willing to work to, say, walk across, you know, nations to get to it. So all you're left with are I don't know, I want to say lazy people, but the people that don't care.
Right.
And that's my theory.
Yeah, look, all these things contribute to the same overall process, which is what, you know, InfoWars is all about. Over the weekend, Ian Carroll responded where I posted the video about Göbekli Tepe. And he was like, man, you really cover a wide swath of topics. And it's like, well, it's actually just one topic. It's globalism. It's the New World Order. It's the attack on humanity. But it has all these various manifestations. So whether we're talking about war or migration or crime, it's all part of the same continuum. And once you realize that, then you can learn how to defeat it. Stay with us, folks. Alex Jones in 90 seconds.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the New World Order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. Superstore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.